Mike is in Wolves. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Pete. How are you?
I am not so bad. This is your son we're talking about.
Yes, indeed. I've not seen him for 30 years.
Tell me what happened.
Well, I divorced his mother through adultery, and she's played up all the way down the line. I couldn't get proper access to see him and so forth, so forth. And then all of a sudden she stopped me and said he was in a bit of trouble. I asked what trouble. However, he did come to see me. Cut a long story short, he took £1,400 of my money so his mother could marry his stepfather. I've not seen him since he was 19. He was 14 this last September, this September gone. Not seen him for years. And then about three years ago, that he'd heard I'd died. So he sent down his uncle to see if there was a will. And that's the only kind of contact in 30 years I've had with the child who bears my name upon his birth certificate.
So, I'm guessing if your son... And do you consider him your son?
To be quite honest with you now, no, I do not. I don't... matter of fact, I'm going to consider having a DNA done, even at this late time, because I'm coming 74 now. Must put my stuff, you know, in order in case of dying, if you like. Mm. And I now don't believe he is my son. No one should treat, if you like, a father, as we'll still say at the moment, in this manner. I didn't know where he'd gone. He follows his mother around and her boyfriends and now her new husband and so forth. He follows her like a pet dog.
If we met in the street and I said, oh, so tell me, Mike, have you got any kids? You would say no.
Well, I would probably say, well, I'm supposed to have one.
Right.
I think I would put it in that manner. But at the moment, what you've just asked me, no, I do not consider him to be my son, although, as I say, my name is on his birth certificate.
But from what you're saying, you've had suspicions.
Oh, yes.
That he is not your son.
I had suspicions literally from the word off, because my ex-wife never wanted to live with me in our own property. In our short marriage of 5 years, she never lived with me in our own property at all. I'd always got to live with her in-laws and so forth, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then she just destroyed the marriage, had an affair with another man, had a child by another man. And, of course, I divorced her for adultery, and she always used to say, as long as I've got... I won't say his name.
Yeah, yeah, as long as, yeah.
As long as I've got control of him, I have control of you.
Right.
There'll never be a stepmother while I have control of him. And, of course, there has never been a stepmother.
No. Mike, listen, can we keep in touch? Because I'd be fascinated to know... If you do go ahead with this DNA testing, I'd be fascinated to know what goes on with that.
Well, to be very honest with you, and I will say it, because I have looked, and this week I've just been bashing my brains because I do watch, shall we say, a programme on television, Jeremy Kyle. I better not give him a plug, but, you know, because I am a pensioner and I'm not very well off at the bank.
Right, okay. Business,
but... You've got to find a way, but for not seeing this person, I mean, I don't know whether he's married. I've never been invited to anything at all.
Well, no, from what you've told me, Mike, it's not going to happen. Listen, let's talk off air, Mike, and let's keep in touch, because I think you've got... It's a fascinating... And again, for any fathers that are listening, you know, a very sad story. But thanks for getting in touch with us this morning.